here's a story from The World.
The pandemic has changed everything. Working from home, professional sports without spectators, and Paula Ortelli's choir class.
Can I trust you not to sing? Okay. Here we go, butterfly.
Ortelli is a high school music teacher in Stratford, Ontario, up in Canada. She's teaching students to sing without actually singing. You can kind of hear them humming in the background. It's a scene that's playing out in high schools across Canada as teachers and students find creative ways to get around public health restrictions. Anita Elash visited the class by video cam, and she joins us on another piece of technology, FaceTime, from Toronto to tell me about it. So no singing in choir class because of the pandemic, obviously. Singing, you expel a lot of aerosolized coronavirus, potentially. What are the rules in Canadian schools, Anita?
Well, you're right. You know, singing is one of those activities that's been linked to coronavirus super spreader events. And back in early March, the members of a choir in Washington State contracted the virus after singing together, even though they had no physical contact. So the CDC says singing releases airborne particles that will carry the virus. And the same goes for playing wind instruments. That means that school boards and health officials in Canada have allowed hands-on music classes to go ahead, but students can't play wind instruments on school property or sing indoors. Mm. Paula Ortelli told me that at her school in Stratford, they can sing outdoors, but with some really strict parameters.
We have to be masked 3 meters away from each other, and then I personally have to be 6 meters away from the closest student. So it lends itself to singing in a huge parking lot, which isn't the greatest for a vocal music class.
No, that does not sound great, but it sounds like Ortelli is really trying. What are teachers like her doing to keep music programs in school up and running?
Well, music teachers across Canada have come up with all kinds of creative solutions. Ortelli decided that she'd rather teach indoors, so she's moved into a classroom and she has to follow some really strict rules. Everyone has to stay 6 feet apart and wear a mask. And since singing indoors is banned, the choral students learn their parts by humming and chanting. Then they all go home to practice on their own in front of a camera, and they play that back for the class later in the week. Now, the band students who'd normally play wind instruments like flutes and trombones and trumpets, now they've switched to ukuleles and percussion, things like drums, pails, and boom whackers.
Wow, just like back in the old days. What are they actually learning musically?
They're learning to appreciate music, which is an important part of the music curriculum. Paula Ortelli says that they're also developing really great rhythm. But she told me that the biggest challenge for her is watching her students hold themselves back when they're just dying to belt it out. They'll often tell her, "I wish I could sing," and that really gets to her.
Yeah, that's tough to hear for a music teacher, for sure. You were able to speak with some of the music students, Anita. What did you hear from them?
The students I talked to said they're just really happy to be back in class. Jerrica Archer, who's 17, told me that the pandemic has been stressful for her. And she said that if she couldn't take singing, she'd probably be having a really bad school year.
I love singing and stuff. So when I come here, I feel joy, I feel happiness. It makes me feel better as a person because the people around me are really great. So then it just helps out a lot.
Anita, what's going to happen to music programs across Canada going forward?
It isn't clear, but surprisingly, music teachers are feeling quite optimistic. The thing is, public schools in Canada have been cutting back on arts programs over the last few years. And this summer, the Coalition for Music Education in Canada, which represents music teachers, wrote to every provincial health minister and education minister in the country. And they pointed out that people everywhere, all around the world, were relying on music to get them through the stress and uncertainty of the pandemic. And they argued that kids should get the same benefit. Eric Favreau, who's the head of the coalition, says it's a chance to reimagine how music could be taught.
I think music is going to come back stronger than ever. And mainly because the general public now understands the impact that music has on people's lives.
He says that's a big reason these improvised programs have gone ahead. And so now no one's talking about cutting music anymore.
Kind of sad it took a pandemic to realize that, but there we go. Reporter Anita Elash in Toronto, thanks very much for this.
It's good to talk to you, Marco. Thank you.
From PRX.